now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, hello, back from a long weekend, actually. I took a bit of a few days off last week, and not that you would have noticed because the show still kept pumping out, but I took a nice little drive in the Mustang down to the South Coast, rented an apartment there. It's freezing cold. It's winter time at the moment here in Australia, but it was just nice. You can't really go anywhere. I can't leave the country, can't leave the state at the moment. We've still got states locked down to protect ourselves against the old coronavirus, but it's nice to be able to just get away, head to a small country town and enjoy the winding roads and a little bit of time away from the penthouse. But here I am back again, and Gary Wells brings us Words with Wellesley this time, and a book on bossa nova. So all the songs for a bit of fun this week will be bossa, both old and new. I've got some World War II viewing suggestions and a couple of things I've been hooked on, World of Swank gig guide, and of course, the best music across the globe, right here on the Cocktail Nation. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you, spinning the bossa this week, and Sylvia Tellis and Discussor on the Cocktail Nation.
Você pretende sustentar opinião e discutir por discutir só pra ganhar a discussão. Eu lhe asseguro, pode crer, que quando fala o coração, às vezes é melhor perder do que ganhar. Você vai ver, já percebi a confusão. Você quer ver prevalecer a opinião sobre a razão. Não pode ser, não pode ser. Pra que trocar o sim por não se o resultado é solidão? Em vez de amor, uma saudade vai dizer quem tem razão. Quer ver prevalecer a opinião sobre a razão. Não pode ser, não pode ser. Pra que trocar o sim por não, se o resultado é solidão? Em vez de amor, uma saudade vai dizer quem tem razão. Em vez de amor, uma saudade vai dizer quem tem razão. Em vez de amor,
this is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Klaus Goldinger and Copacabana. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. A couple of viewing suggestions for you. I finally got around to watching Greyhound over the weekend, starring Tom Hanks, and it is absolutely fabulous. One of my favourite bits in the film was how the German U-boat crew would literally troll the ships that they were about to kill, tuning into their frequency and saying things like, you know, "We are coming to get you. You're all going to die, you British pigs." It's hilarious. Of course, they quickly changed the channel, but it is a fantastic, fantastic World War II film. Got to see it. One that I've been also enjoying, which is actually from the German perspective, is a TV series called Das Boot, which means the boat in German. And it's set in France, in occupied France, with a bunch of U-boat crews. There's a few little plot lines going on there with the Nazis and the SS and the Gestapo, but it is really fantastic. It's a TV series. Here in Australia, it's available via a program distributor called SBS, Special Broadcasting Services. And I did kind of mention just briefly the other day, but I'm into season two now, and it is just great. You would absolutely love it, so you might like to check that out.
Cocktail Nation. Words with Dwellze.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2 cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory. Words, Mr. Wordsworth.
We need to warn people.
We think it comes from that imaginary world of jet-setting, highball-drinking ease that went up in a Chesterfield haze when the 60s caught fire. But Rui Castro has rendered a rich and engaging portrait of the world that invented bossa nova. And no one who reads this book can fail to come away with a deepened sense of what and how much that invention has meant to Brazil. Hey gang, I'm Gary Wells from SoulRideBlog.com, and I'm here with this month's book recommendation for the Cocktail Nation. This time we're looking at Bossa Nova, the story of the Brazilian music that seduced the world, from Rui Castro in 1990. Rui Castro is a Brazilian author and journalist who, in addition to his award-winning works on bossa nova, has written many biographies, including one on Brazilian entertainer Carmen Miranda. Something, though, to be aware of when reading bossa nova is that it was translated from the original Portuguese. You may be able to detect this in certain word usage and sentence structure. What you get from Castro's book, though, is a detailed account of the origins of bossa nova, the political climate of Brazil at the time, the attitudes of the young men and women and what led them to stage this gentle revolution, and you get biographical information on the major players in this emerging genre. Rui starts his tale in the 1940s with pre-bossa orchestras and vocalists. One crooning pianist that Castro highlights is Dick Farney, who recorded the very first version of the jazz standard Tenderly. In a similar vein was the singing group Os Cariocas, who had huge hits in Brazil in the late 40s. Think the Pied Pipers singing Portuguese. Castro tracks the arrival in Brazil of jazz records featuring guitarists such as Barney Kessel. It was the work of Barney and others that prompted young Brazilian men to abandon the old ways and the accordion and pick up the guitar. Castro's book gives excellent information on the early careers of João Gilberto and Antonio Carlos Jobim. He also details the clubs and concert halls of Brazil, the poets and the politics and the camaraderie of the early players. Castro spends an appropriate amount of time on Gilberto and Jobim and on the early bossa records of Stan Getz, but he also takes the time to highlight some names that may not be as familiar to us in North America. You'll learn about Johnny Alf, a pianist whose early records were studied by bossa pioneers, guitarist Roberto Menescal, who studied the work of Barney Kessel on the albums of Julie London and starred at one of the earliest bossa nova bands around 1957. Menescal is still making records today with his son's excellent group, Bossa Cucanova. A particularly satisfying discovery for me came from Rui's reporting on the singer Sylvia Tellis. As a teenager, she had dated João Gilberto, and then in 1956, when she was 22, she recorded an early Jobim composition and scored her first hit. she would soon become the preeminent female star of the pre-bossa nova days. One of the first uses of the term bossa nova occurred when it was used to promote one of her concerts, and she made the significant leap to recording in America with Barney Kessel, which young Brazilians considered the prime gig. She was a staunch promoter of the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim and recorded two full albums of his music, the first coming as early as 1959. In fact, Jobim had a nickname for Telles, and he wrote a song using this nickname as a title, Gingy. Telles had already been in car accidents that had left her hospitalized when in 1966 she was a passenger in a car that hit a truck. Her and the driver were killed. Sylvia Telles was 32. The Jobim song Sylvia had a hit with in 1956 is the other significant discovery for me from Rui's book. Foi a Noche, It Was the Night, was one of the first notable compositions from Jobim and was an early inspiration to many young Rio musicians. In 1956, the song, issued on 78 RPM, became a hit for Telles, making her a star. The song is breathtaking, filled with emotion and drama. Despite not knowing what the Portuguese lyrics are, I'm always drawn to the tale. You don't need to know what Sylvia is singing about to be captivated. Knowing it was the night seems enough. These stories and so much more you get when you read this wonderful, atmospheric book from Rui Castro. Bossa Nova ends up really serving a dual purpose. It transports you to another time and another place. It starts out in the Rio nightclubs of the 1940s, and I hear the orchestras and I see the smoke-filled rooms like a grainy old movie. And then it moves to the early 60s and the hip living rooms and hangouts where a gang of friends meet, smoking and drinking and loving and looking for their own thing and finding it in the advent of bossa nova, probably the coolest music known to man. The book ends with a discussion of Jobim's album with Sinatra, a record it considers the pinnacle of the bossa movement. And this is followed by a welcomed feature of this book, the inclusion of a select bossa nova discography. And let me suggest a couple of companions to this great book. One is an album, or actually a playlist, available on iTunes and Spotify. Baiana, The History of Bossa Nova, is just what the title indicates. Here you'll find all the players mentioned in Rui's book, and yes, the glorious Foi a Noche is there too. The other companion is the Netflix series Coisa Mais Linda, or Girls from Ipanema, or Most Beautiful Thing. A bit of a soap opera, the show charts the rise of bossa nova in Rio in the late 50s and features a group of strong women friends operating in a male-dominated world. Beware, though, tudo em português. So to wrap up, I can highly recommend Bossa Nova by Rui Castro. I've looked recently, though, and it seems the book is now hard to find. I hope for your sake I'm wrong. If you'd like to read the full review of this book, you can head over to my website. I'd like to thank Coop Cooper and Cocktail Nation. Once again, this is Gary Wells from soulrideblog.com, and I'm encouraging you para pegar livro.
Words with Welze, Cocktail Nation.
Sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know, don't know. Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to me. Oh, Gingy, if I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me. Thank you. like the song of the wind in the trees. That's how my heart is singing, Gingy, happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day, yes I do, yes I do. I'd let you go away if you'd take me with you, don't you? I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy. Like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, Gingy. Gingy.
D'ici ce de cocktail Nation 8 Cooper.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with the Martini Kings, One Note Samba. And the Martini Kings are releasing two albums right now. They're available for download over at martinikings.bandcamp.com. So you can check them out for free before you buy. Lots of great musicians on there, of course. Frank Marsico, Joel Alpers, Kate Campbell's on there, Doug McDonald, a whole bunch of fantastic people. And after 40 years together, a greatest hits album with liner notes by yours truly. So you might want to check that out over at martinikings.bandcamp.com and support Martini Kings, who are doing a fabulous job keeping this music alive and recording regularly. Let's get back into the bossa right now.
Upa, neguinho, na estrada, upa pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, upa, neguinho, começando a andar. Upa, neguinho, na estrada, upa pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, upa, neguinho, começando a andar. Começando a andar, começando a andar. E já começa a apanhar. Cresce, neguinho, e me abraça. Cresce, me ensina a cantar. Eu vim de tanta desgraça, mas muito te posso ensinar. Mas muito te posso ensinar. Posso ensinar. Posso tirar. Posso emprestar. Uma liberdade só posso esperar. Opa, neguinho, na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, opa, neguinho, começando a andar. Opa, neguinho, na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, opa, neguinho, começando a andar. Começando a andar, começando a andar. E já começa a apanhar. Cresce, neguinho, e me abraça. Cresce, me ensina a cantar. Eu vim de tanta desgraça, mas muito te posso ensinar. Mas muito te posso ensinar. Posso ensinar. Posso tirar. Posso emprestar. Mas liberdade só posso esperar. Bada bade de 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 badawau. Bada bade de 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 badawau.
Love the music. What a story.
Coop Cooper. Fabulous for being fabulous.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Astro Gilberto. On the Cocktail Nation, it is all bossa tonight for a bit of fun. Also played a Som du Jazz as well. And Manha Algarve. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. And one thing that's been really taking off for me just recently is a little Facebook page that I appropriated simply because the guy didn't want to do it anymore. Can't even remember his name, to be honest. The Space Age Bachelor Pad Music page, which has just been going off, been getting a lot of new people coming on board requesting entry into the page. Now, it is one that I will have to say yay or nay, but certainly if you've got some groups in common with the page, then you'll automatically get in. Otherwise, I'll just be checking out your profile and seeing whether or not you have stuff of retro significance posted on your page, because we don't want to have trolls coming in there and posting hip-hop stuff and all that sort of business and political things. But it's a little, nice little Facebook page, which, yeah, I just kind of took it over just to keep the thing alive. It's a great name. And it's just gone absolutely gangbusters lately. Other bit of news, too, is the Cocktail Nation has been taken on by a whole bunch of new stations, actually, through a wonderful little community radio network. That means we're on something like about 44 stations now, which is just huge. Let's take a look at the Lounge Life magazine now. A World War II Enigma machine hit the auction block just recently. Now, that's something that would look fabulous in your den, wouldn't it? Also, the story of the strange death of Easy Listening. Some sad news. Lisa Marie Presley's son, Benjamin Keogh, passed away at the age of 27. Sad stuff there for that family.
De cocktail nation coupe goes deep.
Shampoo and conditioner are never empty at the same time.
Very deep cocktail nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
It's Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation. Priceless.
Cocktail Nation.
Samba de preto velho, samba de preto velho. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Oh, ai, ai, oh. Opa, opa, opa.
Tumba Tria and Masque Nada. Also Layla Schifrin as well, that beautiful song, How Insensitive. Well, good news, issue 8 of Exotica Modern is out once again. This is their second year of publication, some fantastic features. Tiki with Ray Weiland is in there, making the case for Tiki Bars as time machines. I like that. Jason Craig returns with his opinions on appropriation versus appreciation. And if you've ever come across the Instagram feed of Ladies Who Tiki, it's an issue where you get in this magazine to learn a little bit more about some of the core members of this group and what makes them tiki, so you might like to check that. And they're also featuring some of the best Midwest tiki and lowbrow art show, which is coming up, the Lowbrow Aloha, which is nestled away in River Grove, Illinois. Plus, editor Jay Miz is taking a closer look at not a tiki mug this time, but the opening of Dallas's new tiki bar called Swizzle. Lots of great stuff there, so check out Exotica Modern. And speaking of things that are on and off and all this sort of stuff, the World of Swank Gig Guide, Fridays and Saturdays at the Golden Tiki, Skylar Villa playing doo-wop, surf and soul. And the Golden Tiki really has been one of these places that for the lounge scene is worth checking out, because they're really supporting underground lounge and tiki culture. Of course, we've got the wonderful band called The Sharps playing there regularly. Live music Mondays, Exotica with Intoxica at La Mariana. And check out the Tiki Trail Facebook page. They've got a whole bunch of Zoom events that are worth checking out. And Tiki Oasis on August 12 to 16. Let's get back to the music right now. Art Van Dam and Wave.
Cocktail Nation.
Music for your bachelor pad.
The Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation Show.
Coop Cooper. There's no stopping him.
Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade.
tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade como a pluma que o vento vai levando pelo ar. Voa tão leve, mas tem a vida breve, precisa que haja vento sem parar. A felicidade do pobre parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha o ano inteiro por um momento de sonho pra fazer a fantasia de rei ou de pirata ou jardineira. E tudo se acaba na quarta-feira. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade como a gota do orvalho numa pétala de flor. Brilha tranquila depois de levocila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim.
Take the elevator up to Cooper's penthouse, www.cocktailnation.net. Thank you.
nights of quiet death, quiet chords from your guitar floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and the window that looks out on the mountains and the sea. Ooh, how lovely. This is where I wanna be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter, tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, oh my love. Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from your guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and the window that looks out on the mountains and the sea. This is where I wanna be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. I, who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter, tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, oh my love. The meaning of existence, oh my love. I love the quiet nights and the quiet stars.
Cocktail Nation with Sarah Vaughan, Quiet Nights and Quiet Stars. Lots of bossa this week. How fabulous is that? Gotta do this again, actually, once again. In fact, I might even do a nice little soft bossa show for our Cocktail Nation evenings at the penthouse. We might do one of those in the coming weeks. Next week on the show, Spy Vibe with Jason Whiten. And I'm going to leave you with Joe Pass and El Gento. Stay here. Thank you.
Thank you.